broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for January 27th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is our one of two. It is Wednesday, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple, ladies and gentlemen. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant. And the solution to the problems we face in America. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Have we got horrible news for you? You probably heard a lot about it already, but I bet a lot of what you've heard is mixed up. We got a handle on it the best we'll ever get. I've been working on it for hours. Last night, 6 p.m. my time till about 2 a.m., then got up about 4, and I've been working on it ever since. Because it's complicated, it's confusing, and you can't trust the mainstream press. Therefore, you got to dig, you got to talk to people on the ground, you got to get a handle on it all. And man, it's a row to hoe. Now, I don't want this to be an I told you so broadcast, but I do want it to be a reality check in events unfolding broadcast. Does that make any sense? I don't want this to be an I told you so broadcast, but I want it to be a reality check in events unfolding broadcast, if that makes any sense to you. Liberty Roundtable Live podcast or broadcast, both, on January 13th, 2016. In hour one of that show, literally 14 days ago. All right? Burns, Oregon had a town hall meeting. They had that town hall meeting 2 days before my broadcast on the 13th, on January the 11th. Sheriff David Ward said there's an hourglass, and it's running, and time is going to run out. We asked you if that was that he had knowledge of something. I predicted yes. I asked the question then. And believed this from the day this occurred. We were in Burns, Oregon, live for the peaceful rally. Wonderful event. After that, all kinds of went wrong things happened. And I asked on this 13th day broadcast, January the 13th, have Ammon Bundy and the complete patriot movement been framed? I think the answer is yes, as we watch current events unfold. This is not I told you so. This is reality check as events currently unfold. Have Ammon Bundy and the complete patriot movement been framed? I maintain, even more than I said then on the 13th, the answer is yes. The next statement I made is this Operation Ultimate Payback. I'm going to say that again. Is this Operation Ultimate Payback? And I say again, the answer is a resounding yes as you watch events unfold now. Ladies and gentlemen, after all the threats and intimidation by your belligerent, out-of-control federal government and FBI, in bed with the state of Oregon, in bed with the county, full of corruption to the eyeballs, they all claimed it was the militants that would get violent. It was the gun-toting militia that would go crazy. By golly, nobody in the town was safe. Shut down the schools, hide your daughters, and run, was the mainstream press's narrative. Was the fear-mongering from the FBI, etc., etc., etc. But after all the threats and intimidation, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes down to it, my question, is it the government the only one to use violence? Gunfire erupts last night, 4:45 p.m. Pacific time, outside of Burns, Oregon on the highway, 395 on the way to John Day, Oregon. Gunfire erupts with feds. That's the mainstream press headline. I don't know if fire went both ways or not. Still can't find that out. You had a feeling the standoff with the federal government was going to go all kinds of wrong, and boy, howdy, were you spot on, folks. Arrested Ammon Bundy, Ryan Bundy, Ryan Payne, Brian Cavalier, a.k.a. Buddha, and Shauna Cox. I'm going to say it again. Arrested Ammon Bundy, Ryan Bundy, Ryan Payne, Brian Cavalier, a.k.a. Buddha, Shauna Cox, five of them, all at once. Lavoy Finicum was not arrested because he was shot to death. Lavoy Finicum, shot to death. Three shots killed him. There are conflicting eyewitness accounts about what happened. Ammon and others claim that a gentleman, meaning Lavoy Finicum, was murdered on his knees with his hands in the air. That's what Ammon and others say. However, other eyewitnesses to the account say that isn't true. Lavoy Finicum was charging the cops. Eyewitnesses conflict with their accounts. The wise eyewitnesses say, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know anything yet at all. Wait until the details come out. Don't be foolish and, pardon the pun, jump the gun. Be patient for the real news. I concur with their views. We don't know what happened. And I'm convinced that it wasn't a gentleman had his hands up and they murdered him like the Patriots / militia / I don't know what group you want to call them, want you to believe. And I don't think it's that simple, and I'll explain why as the broadcast unfolds. But understand that eyewitnesses have conflicting accounts about Lavoy Finicum shot to death. Ryan Bundy had a minor gunshot wound, but was already released from the hospital. That's what the mainstream press reported. Other eyewitnesses say he didn't have any shots. It was actually shrapnel. I don't know what that means. I don't know if it was a ricocheted bullet. I don't know if it means that something was shot or something happened, but they say that it was shrapnel. All of the above. I'm going to say the names again. Ammon and Ryan Bundy's, Ryan Payne, Brian Cavalier, a.k.a. Buddha, and Shauna Cox, and Lavoy Finicum. Well, Lavoy Finicum died. But all the rest are in custody. It was a highway stop conducted by the FBI and the Oregon State Police. In Burns, Oregon, an hour later, state police also arrested Joseph O'Shaughnessy, nicknamed Captain O, to the militia. Pete Santilli, radio talk show host, well-known YouTube streamer, had most of the live events covered. Very in-your-face at his job, if you will. Pete Santilli was arrested while streaming video live. There's video before and after the arrests, full of swear words and everything else. Nevertheless, he was arrested as well. John Ritzheimer, believe it or not, he flees home to Arizona just before the feds spring the trap. I kid you not. John Ritzheimer heads home to Arizona right before the feds spring the trap. Several hours later, John Ritzheimer makes a video, begs for money to support his family and get an attorney, and turned himself in to police in Arizona. All the above were charged with conspiracy to impede federal officers. That is a felony with, they say, 6 years in prison and fines. The FBI said all of the named defendants face a federal felony charge of conspiracy to impede officers of the United States from discharging their official duties through the use of force, intimidation, or threats. That's in violation, by the way, of Title 18, United States Code, Section 372, if you were wondering. Blaine Cooper and Jason Patrick are both still out of the refuge, claiming they're going to stay and hold their ground. Women and children were seen fleeing the refuge last night, getting out of Dodge, if you will. Thank heavens for that. The feds were on their way to the refuge as of last night. Phone calls into the refuge can't get a handle on what's going on at all, so we're in the dark at this point on that. The power is still on at the refuge. I've got more in seconds. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back to you live, ladies and gentlemen. This live report with the Burns, Oregon update is brought to you by thepowermall.com. If you want to do business with the good guys, do me a favor and go to thepowermall.com. Get it done. They support us. We ask you kindly to support them. Feds were on their way to the refuge last night. Everybody at the refuge was told, leave now, head north. It'll be peaceful. You don't? Yeah, silence deafening. What will happen? Well, you can expect the same kind of fate that took out the leaders. Militia members are still being rounded up by the FBI and state police right now. My question to all of you is this. This event took place on the road between Burns and John Day, Oregon, about 20 miles out of Burns in a canyon, where as far as we understand, there was no cell phone coverage. The Citizens for Constitutional Freedom, in other words, Bundyan crew, were in two vehicles. They were headed to John Day, Oregon, to have a meeting with the citizens there to try to create a safety council. Sheriff Glenn Palmer is the sheriff of John Day, Oregon. He's actually the sheriff of the county there called Grant County, Oregon. It's the neighboring county to Harney County. We know Glenn Palmer well. He's a constitutional personal friend sheriff, as we articulated yesterday on the radio. In the middle of the meeting, it was announced that the speakers were detained due to an altercation and would not arrive. Those speakers were Ammon Bundy, Ryan Bundy, Ryan Payne, and crew, members of the Citizens for Constitutional Freedom, CCF. Now, they say militiamen are still being rounded up from the FBI, but this event took place. What's strange is they arrested all of them. They claim they had warrants for their arrest. That's probably true. The problem with all this is the government waited until there's no video from anybody. Because remember, it's in a canyon. So where are you going to go, right? And there is no cell phone coverage. And who got video of what? We don't know. But my question to you is this. Does the FBI and state police have video? If they release the video quickly, we can believe they're telling the truth, in my humble opinion. Interesting, though, they were taken when the only ones to probably have video would be your friendly government. Uh-huh. Of course, no law enforcement officials were injured or killed in the confrontation. Finicum, now listen carefully, told CNN a few days before this event that he did not want to die, but he would never go behind bars. Quote, "I'm just not going to prison," Finicum said. Look at the stars. There's no way I'm going to sit in a concrete cell where you can't see the stars and where I can't lay my bedroll on the ground. I'm a cowboy. I'm an outdoorsman. You know what? I want to be able to throw my horse on my saddle on my horse and go check on the cows. It's okay. I've lived a good life. In other words, Lavoie Finicum basically almost suggested that he was going to intentionally die. Now, don't get me wrong. He didn't exactly say that. But he said there'd be no way he'd go behind bars. In other words, there's not a way that I'm going to be taken alive. I'm just not going to prison, Finicum said. Look at the stars. There's no way that I'm going to sit in a cement cell where I can't see the stars and where I can't roll out my bedroll on the ground. That's just not me. I've lived a good life. God's been gracious to me. Now, when you start saying that kind of stuff to the mainstream press, and then you're the only one that dies in the altercation. I know Ammon Bundy and others are saying he was murdered in cold blood. A good man died on his knees with his hands up saying, don't shoot. No offense, I don't believe that narrative. I don't know what to believe. I just know there's conflicting witnesses on this point. So we need to be very careful. I'm going to say this again. We need to be very careful. And we need to wait for more information and not rush to judgment. Now, there's a lot of militia groups, a lot of, quote, what you call patriot groups or freedom fighters or whatever term you want to use, who are now saying all hands on deck in Oregon, come one, come all, the Civil War started. Okay, these people are crazy. Reject their deceptive, manipulative narrative. It is time to de-escalate. I repeat, it is time to de-escalate. First off, if you come, you'll create a bloodbath. We do not want that. War, ladies and gentlemen, is a horrible thing. And I know one got killed. And I'm super sad about that. And I think the government went about this the wrong way. However, the guy that got killed was the guy that said he would never be taken alive. And, well, he wasn't. Was that really the police's fault? I don't know. I'm not going to jump to conclusions either way yet because I don't have enough intel to really tell you. But I know enough. I've been in the media long enough to say patience is the better part of valor. Hang tight until we get more details. There's all kinds of crazy reports everywhere, and everybody thinks they know. And I'm telling you right now, I'm a pretty good researcher. I document things. I'm not saying I can never be wrong either, but it's rare. And it's not rare because I'm perfect. It's rare because I'm patient. And I'd rather be last with the story but correct than first with the story and be wrong. And that's why I worked so hard all last night to get a lot of these details to you. Understand, there are many eyewitness accounts of what happened, and they conflict in every detail almost. Finnecum told CNN that he doesn't want to die, but would never go behind bars. I'm just not going to prison, Finnecum said. Now, that says a lot. Now, remember, Lavoie Finnecum is also the guy that took down what he claimed to be government spy cameras in Oregon on January 15th. But remember, I reported to you they were SCADA cameras. That's SCADA, SCADA cameras. It's not the same as taking them down a spy cam. It controls and monitors the electric grid, people. It isn't the same thing. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. Now, Finnecum was the most bold. He was the face. He was on video and TV everywhere. He was nicknamed the TARP man because he was so intense. He was the most volatile of all of them. Now, I'm not downing him. He was also known as a very gentle man with 11 children. A very patriotic gentleman, and his daughter said he died for what he believed in. And he did not want to back down because he believed he would be considered a fraud or considered somehow a, what's the word that you use for somebody who says something and does another? Kurt, you want to help me out?
Hypocrite?
Yeah, a hypocrite. He didn't want to be a hypocrite, so he stood tall, and he died for what he believes in. Now, I believe all that's true. But I don't know the real story. The claim is that Ryan Bundy resisted arrest and that Lavoie Finnecum resisted arrest. And that's why they got the less than favorable treatment, whereas the others cooperated and it went well for them. I don't have all the facts in this case yet, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, this happened last night about 5:45 Mountain Time. I worked on it from about 6 till about 2 in the morning and then crashed and then started again at 4 to get all these details to you. And what I've got's pretty dang accurate. But we need to be smart enough to know when there's details we don't know. We don't know what's going on at the refuge. We don't know how many people are there. We don't know who's leaving. We don't know who else has been caught and arrested. We don't know how many people are going to stay or go now. There's a lot of things we still don't know. We don't know exactly what happened to Lavoie Finnecum or why. We do know he's dead. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here.
Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot to report. Ty from Wisconsin wants to chime in. Hi, Ty.
Hi, Sam. Yeah, I just found out about this show just in the last couple hours. I was listening to Joyce Riley and Ralph. There was a recording of him. I checked out him, and that led me to this. And I've just been riveted to what's going on this last month in Harney County. Been paying attention to Pete Santilli. And when I call in there, I've been telling all the Christians and the patriots, the Lord says, don't put the cart before the horse. Do your constitutional duties at your county level and all that. But keep the Lord first place. If you put the Lord on the back burner, the Antichrist, your fleshly, earthly nature, you may have never heard that before.
I have heard it. I can completely concur, sir.
Okay, fantastic, Sam. And so we were praying, another girl named Debbie. We came to a conclusion on the Pete Santilli show, even though Pete's currently where in Portland County Jail, Malmuth. But we came to the conclusion that, yeah, we're two or more gathered to agree on anything. I believe that, you know, everything's happening for a reason in this universe. Ephesians 1:11 says God works all things after the counsel of his will. And he does create good and evil, like Isaiah 45:7 says. So he's raised up the evil only to bring forth the good. Now the pendulum is swinging back, and what's happening is it's going to cause a revival of the glory of God to start in America. The old world order, Obama, FBI, whoever, Hillary Clinton, they're not the real problem. The real problem is a lack of spiritual leadership.
One of the things I teach on the radio, Ty, is the reason we're losing liberty, and no matter what Ammon Bundy or anybody else tries to do, the fact is if the people are immoral and uneducated, they will never have liberty. The only way to restore liberty or increase liberty is for the people to be moral and educated.
Right. It says that in 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, okay? The Spirit of the Lord is not manifest the way he could be in the so-called church in America because the people, because the leadership are more into writing books and keeping people comfortable and to keep that cash flowing. That's the whore in the book of Revelation. But I don't want to consider myself of the whore. I want to be of the bride. I want to be the dream lover of Jesus.
There's no doubt we want to be among the five virgins that have the oil, sir.
Exactly. You know, that's one of my messages to the church. I say, listen, Jesus said when he comes back and he's coming in the saints, 2 Thessalonians 1:10 says he's coming to be glorified in the saints. But the prerequisite is we have to be sowing to the Spirit and not the flesh. That's where you open up all Romans chapter 8. So when he says, I'm going to divide the sheep and the goats, you put the goats on the side. They're on the same side as the five foolish virgins, or those that are sowing to the flesh.
Understood. All right, I appreciate the call, Tyler.
Fantastic. Appreciate your time, Sam. And keep remember, the Lord is saying, don't put the cart before the horse. Keep Jesus lifted up. God, you mind if I pray right now, Sam?
Go ahead, sir.
All right. Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, wherever two or more gather to agree on anything, it will be done. And we agree that planet Earth, America, and especially Hardy County right now, we lift it up and we just thank you. It's encapsulated in the fullness of your glory. We plead the blood of Jesus over Hardy County, or all the patriots involved across the country. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to ignite the Spirit within the church, within the Christians, within the patriot community to rise up in the name of Jesus. And we're going to take this place over by the glory of the Lord.
Thanks, Tyler.
F46.
All right, there he goes. Thank you, Tyler. Kurt, I agree with his point that we need more prayer. We need a spiritual revival in America. He's correct about that fact for sure.
Yeah, prayer, there's just no, I guess you could say, you're never going to have too much of that. There's two great men in my, scriptural study, the limited amount I've done in my life that, you know, one was a guy named Captain Morona. The guy was known as, a great both military and, spiritual leader. The other guy was named Helaman, and he was a great religious leader. And they both
who
have,
was?
Helaman.
Yeah, people don't even know what you're talking about. You
well,
catch
I know,
them up.
But people can look him up, if they want to. But the bottom line is one was a military, more of a military leader, but he had God as, on his side. And the other guy was more of a missionary type or whatever, but they're both very, very important. Those types are both very important. I'm talking about good people are important to good society.
I agree with Kurt that good people are important to good society. Just so people understand who Kurt's talking about, he's talking about prophets from the Book of Mormon, a companion scripture to the Bible, another testament of Jesus Christ. So, you got to give people a little background so they know what you're talking about, though, Kurt. Otherwise, they think you're talking about sci-fi characters.
Oh, really? Are there sci-fi characters named Captain Morona?
No, but they don't know what they are. And, society doesn't think Kurt has his own scripture.
I suppose you just go with Google and you just look up Helaman or, Captain Morona.
Yeah, I'm just saying it helps give people a little background. That's all I'm telling you.
Okay, all right. Sorry about that, Sam.
Just make sure people know what you're talking about. That's good. Right? If all of a sudden I start talking about, for example, let's just say I start talking about Nathaniel Gorham, for instance. Yeah. And I just start going off about Nathaniel Gorham, and I don't really give you a clue what I'm talking about and stuff like that.
Well, everybody should know who Nathaniel Gorham is.
Yeah, but people
just like
don't
everybody should know about the Scarlet Pimpernel.
That's
right. But sometimes, people don't know, but then they do what I did, and they look it up.
No,
and
people don't do that, Kurt. You're supposed to help
people
them.
People don't do that?
No.
Oh, I thought they just
in fact, you don't do that either because you still don't know who the Scarlet Pimpernel is.
Yeah, I got the Scarlet Pimpernel movie. I just haven't watched it yet.
So you still don't
know.
And
I read a little bit about it, and so a little more caught up.
All I'm telling you is I explained to you, though, that it was a movie, and I explained to you a little bit about it, so you had a little bit of an understanding of the reference, right? So I'm just saying, hey, we want to help people.
I mean, I told you about what these guys were about. Just because their names are unusual, that doesn't mean, the rest. One was a military guy that was a real spiritual guy, too, and the other one basically was a missionary. And they're both very important, to good society.
Yeah, and they're real people from ancient America.
That's right.
All right, so, I'm all for it. I just think a reference is helpful for folks because then they know where to go
for
more.
I figure anybody that needed a reference, they can get a hold of me if they need it.
they can get a hold of you?
Well, they'll get a hold of you because that's where, you know, that wisdom can come from, you know. I mean, you don't want to get a hold of me.
They won't need to get a hold of me because I'll tell them where it came from. Then they won't need to, see, because I got too many people trying to get a hold of me as it is. All right. So the sad part, Kurt, is this whole thing completely melted down. And I maintain, as I did in the January 13th broadcast, I'm convinced that have Ammon Bundy and the complete Patriot movement been framed? And is this Operation Ultimate Payback as we see events unfold? And that's what I started with today. I really think we're seeing something here, Kurt. As events unfold, this could not have turned out more perfect for the government. Here's what happened. The FBI was the patient soft hand. The state police took the lead, supported by the FBI, so the state did business. So you can't say the feds were out of control. They had minimal loss of life in a very questionable situation where you can say whose fault was it, really the government's or Lavoie, Finnecombs himself. I mean, he's the one that swore he'd never be basically taken alive. And now you got conflicting eyewitnesses' account. It was in a canyon where there's no real video, probably, except for the government. You know, they could not ask for a better, quote, takeout plan, if you will. And now the Patriots everywhere are going to be in serious trouble because they're going to say, see, look what happens when these Patriots are armed to the teeth. What's going to happen now? I don't know, but I believe it'll set the Patriot movement back significantly. I believe it will eventually, if we're not very careful, divide America. We may even see the start of the Civil War in America. I pray it isn't true, but there's a lot of Patriot groups right now calling everybody to go to Burns, and they say the Civil War has started and everything else. I want to make sure we really focus on, just like I said before, this is, in my opinion, a wrongful action by Ammon Bundy and those guys. I understand their points. I understand their concerns, and I think their issues are valid. Their action was incorrect. And now we want to make sure we don't add insult to injury with erroneous action. And what we don't want to do is escalate things. We want to de-escalate. You have any thoughts on this, Kurt?
Well, you know, that makes perfect sense to me, but, you know, I mean, that we should, you know, exhaust all the peaceful means, and we know of many peaceful means that are available. You know, the CSPOA, of course, the work in the media that we do, you know, in our opinion, is a way to make these things move forward, and they're not exhausted.
When we come back, before I found out about what was happening last night and had to switch to that, I was working on a press release. We'll tell you all about it in seconds.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So I agree with Tyler that prayer is a good thing. We need more of it, no doubt about it. We need to become a moral people and trust in Christ Jesus. I concur with that view also. I agree with Kurt that we need to learn about good, honest people, wise, religious people in history. And Kurt mentioned some people in the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. I believe that book to have prophets. Others may or may not, but it is an incredible handbook for freedom, at the least. We encourage you to check that out. Now, TZ emails in and says, whatever happened to hands up, don't shoot? It's a great question. Why is Hillary on the campaign trail and the Bundys are in jail? It's a great question, too. So there's TZ's chime in. All right, I want to move to this really quick. Before I got wind of the arrests and the shooting of LaVoy Finicum and all this stuff, and it derailed me completely, I was working on a peaceful press release. So, you know, the only ones to get violent here are the government, interestingly enough, so far. I mean, did the government really need to take them in a canyon and do those kind of things when Ammon Bundy was willing to travel around freely and talk? In my humble opinion, it would have been better to de-escalate. Would have been better to talk and try to create a resolution that made sense. Now what we've got is an angry, angry, angry contingent in America that's not going to be settled very easily. But I'm telling you, I'm preaching de-escalation not because I'm afraid, but because I know how evil and how horrible war really is. But I was working on a press release that now I don't know how relevant it is, Kurt, for the CSPOA. Do you want to read that press release?
Sure. It's very well worded, by the way. It says, to the media, FBI, and all sheriffs, county sheriffs unite to promote peaceful solutions in Oregon. Due to the extremely volatile situation in Burns, the CSPOA diligently works towards finding peaceful solutions to free the Hammonds and end the Oregon impasse. For the record, the CSPOA does not support or condone the occupation by those who are in the federal wildlife building. With all our hearts, we appeal to all those occupying the facility to immediately vacate, find another solution, and return to their families. There is no question that the Hammonds' rights have been violated for decades, and critical facts have been ignored and covered up by rogue agents in government and the media. In the name of justice, we urge the swift release of the Hammonds. We further maintain sending the FBI home in the spirit of de-escalation would be a great start to a peaceful end to the occupation. Their presence is unnecessary, and their fear-mongering behavior is unacceptable. The Hammonds have stated they do not want an armed confrontation or violence of any kind, which coincides exactly with the CSPOA platform. We are in complete support of the Hammonds and their peaceful approach. What the Hammonds did is not a crime, rather a common ranching practice used for decades by ranchers and by federal agents themselves. The feds have never been charged nor received punishment for similar activity. The Hammonds have conducted themselves with class and humility. They have exemplified strength, courage, and dignity. We should emulate their patriotic and peaceful spirit and stand with them as they go through this unspeakable federal victimization. This is about our country, our liberty, and our sacred Constitution. Grant County Sheriff Glenn Palmer stated, quote, "I just pray to God that cooler heads prevail and that no one gets killed," end quote. We couldn't agree more. No heavy-handed tactics are necessary. Constitutional county sheriffs can manage, mediate, and solve local situations just fine without unnecessary federal involvement and government overreach. Transparency, due process, and the rule of law are of the most utmost importance for the proper role of government. Therefore, one, we support the swift release of the Hammonds. Two, federal and state officials should stand down and leave matters in the hands of the local community. Three, dialogue should continue between the federal government and the states with the goal to return constitutionally mandated state land to state control. Anyway, that's the end of it, right?
So there. Before this, you know, fiasco broke out, Kurt, this arrest, this road stop, this altercation, this gun battle, whatever. There's a gazillion terms out there describing it, depending on who you are and everything else.
Yeah.
Depending on how incendiary you want your reports to be and such. I was working on this peaceful press release. You know what? I was the primary author of it. Several people contributed. Richard Mack, Kevin, Blake, Tanya, Benson, Joyce Riley, Rick Dalton. Several people helped me with this thing. And you know what? I'm not a very good writer, but the folks around me are. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I can babble pretty good, but when it comes to writing, it takes me a long time. Actually, there's a pretty good product when I'm done, but it just takes me forever. I'm just not as gifted as most. But I learned over time, if I laboriously beat on it long enough, it actually turns out okay. I'm just not naturally gifted at it. Nevertheless, that's what we were about to release, Kurt, in hopes to create a peaceful resolution and find common ground and find a way to de-escalate this situation. While we were in the middle of writing this press release, Kurt, your federal government planned a takedown of these people while they were on the road to create a committee of safety and meet with a sheriff that actually might help arbitrate on their behalf. A constitutional sheriff that they thought might actually be fair in the negotiations and appropriate and even-handed in the discussions, etc. And so they were trying to go to Glenn Palmer. They were trying to go to the public in this other county. I believe the only reason the government waited to arrest them here is because there's no other video except for the government's. Now, I hope that somebody else has some video, but I don't think so. And the long story short is, what's going on, Kurt, when Ammon Bundy and those guys are peacefully going to a meeting to find resolution and to create a safety committee, when the CSPOA, Sam Bushman and crew, are working on this press release to try to de-escalate the situation, and the government ratchets up and kills someone, even if Lavoie Finicum did charge the officer, even if it didn't need to go down this way, Kurt. It's unnecessary death. It's unnecessary force. It shows a heavy hand to government. Now we got a dead person. The Hammonds still aren't free. Now we have mistrust on both sides more than ever. All we've done is made matters worse, in my humble opinion. Yeah, you can say, well, we're better off because now the refuge can go back to the birds. All right, this is all fouled up, to pardon the pun if you ask me. This is crazy. And it's so sad. Just think about what we're doing and working on. And the sad part is the government said how violent these guys were. And the only one that's really, as far as I can tell, shown any real aptitude towards violence is the government. I mean, after all, they're the ones that just killed somebody. Now, maybe Finicum didn't act appropriate in the middle of it all. I'm sure that may be true. Doesn't change the fact that if you weren't in that canyon, stopping cars, issuing warrants for arrest, and doing what you did, we wouldn't be here today. These people would be alive, and we could still have an opportunity to maybe carry out the ideas in the press release. See, people have beat me up on the radio, Kurt, saying, Sam, what are your ideas? You don't have any ideas. Why are you just talking? You don't have any ideas or suggestions that can make a difference. All right, come on, people. We just wrote a, 700-word press release? Full of, in my humble opinion, very cogent, logical, rational ideas that actually have peace at the end of the tunnel, Kurt. A daylight of peace at the end of the tunnel. And I'm not trying to take all credit for it. I'm just saying I was part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would say I was a key part of the team. I wrote the bulk of the thing. Now, I'm not trying to take more credit than I deserve, but I am trying to say I was heavily involved. Okay? What do you think of that whole press release, Kurt, compared to what the government just did? And then they run around and say I'm anti-government.
Well, remember, Sam, in the last days good is called evil, and evil is called good. And you just got to remember that. You know, it's kind of like a part to the picture every time, it seems like. But what do I think of the CSPOA press release, or, you know, almost issued press release?
Yeah.
I think it was very well worded. At least everything I noticed was very well done. I only noticed one misspelled word. Everything, looked pretty good to me.
Shoot, and what word did we misspell?
It says towards. It doesn't have a W in it.
Oh, shoot. So we missed a W. Maybe maybe it was a George Bush keyboard. It was a W.
Yeah, that's
I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll fix that. I don't know if we ought to try to tweak the press release and if it still has relevancy. But I know this. There will be another angry American. There will be another heavy-handed government incident. And maybe the common sense out of this one could be applied to the next one, huh?
Maybe.
And that would be our hope, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Hour one of the can. Hour two coming up. What, we going to talk about Donald Trump now? All right, we'll do it. We'll talk about Donnie. We'll talk about, not Marie. We'll talk about Hillary. And we'll talk about Ted Cruz. We'll just break it all down for you. We got some interesting twists to the news as well for you. You are listening to LibertyRoundtable.com on Liberty News Radio. This nation shall endure.